great. I enjoyed it. So what other activities do you all do besides, you know, senior brunches and things like that?
We have prayer day in the park where we get the community out for prayer. We have a yearly banquet for, and that's where we get the scholarships out at the banquet for the young people who are attending college. And we are now getting ready to open up a new building where we could be more accessible to people, you know, as far as on a daily basis, where they can come out and let us know what they need, and if we can do it, we'll be able to help now that we're getting a building of our own. And okay.
What will y'all have in your building? Will it just be office space? Or?
It's just office space right now. So hopefully it grow into where we could maybe help get food products to people or clothing. Or if, you know, right now it's just office space, but we're hoping it will grow into where we can help people who need necessities.
So when someone mentions Groveway, do people know who or what Groveway is? If someone would say, oh, you know, I'm part of the Groveway community, do people who, I guess, part of Groveway, not part of Groveway, but who are not part of Groveway, but who live in this area, would they know?
Yeah, Groveway been existent, like I say, for maybe 20-something years or more. I'm not sure how long, but everybody knows what Groveway is. Yeah.
Well, can you tell me, I guess, more about yourself? I know that you were saying that your, I believe it is your mother's family that was from Duluth, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how far is Duluth from Roswell?
Well, Duluth, I guess, about 15 miles east of Roswell.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't, how'd your parents meet? Being that your dad's from this area?
Well, my mother moved to Alpharetta.
Oh, okay.
So she moved to this area, and my parents went to school together. So that's how they met. They went to Bailey Johnson. That was the only black school in the area.
Oh, wow.
And so people would commute from Sandy Springs, Duluth, and Roswell, all went to this one Alpharetta school.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So you had to go to Alpharetta.
All the black people had to go to Alpharetta to school.
Wow.
From surrounding areas, like I say, from Sandy Springs, Duluth, and Norcross.
Oh, wow.
Roswell, Alpharetta area. Everybody went to the same school.
Wow.
That's why I went to the same school my parents went to until fifth grade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Goodness. How many grades did the Bailey Johnson School have?
It was to 12th grade.
Oh,
it was
really?
From first grade to 12th grade.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did your parents go all the way to 12th grade?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That says a lot, seeing that, you know, many African Americans, you know, you always hear third grade, especially like, you know, I guess your parents' generation, you know, didn't really get a chance, but that's interesting.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The generation back then usually didn't finish, but, yeah.
Wow. That is cool. So, excuse me. So you said you have a sister that lives in Alpharetta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so do you have any other family members that live in this area, or do they live in other parts?
Well, I have an aunt that lives in Alpharetta, still live in Alpharetta, from where I grew up from. She's still there. She's been there all her life.